became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
New.
Well, not a hell of a lot. How about you?
How is that possible? We haven't talked for 5 days. There's always something new.
Oh, I think there's just so much that's new. I don't know where to begin. So I'm just overwhelmed. Why did you just take a snapshot?
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I've enlarged my screen and I don't know how to shrink it again.
Just dragging an edge.
Drag an edge. Okay. See, I need you.
Glad someone wants to talk to me. My landlady doesn't.
Tell me, what happened?
Oh, well, did I tell you I'm moving?
Well, yeah, but you didn't tell me when.
Okay, well, I mean, in an ideal world, given the fact that I'm, blinking distance from the university, I'm happy to be out of here before the end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, as a way to cooperate with her and, honestly, to save myself a few dollars. But I have emailed her and I've phoned her and I'm not getting any response.
Really?
Yeah. So, and I'm thinking, what if there was an emergency?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Anyways, I'm just overwhelmed. I think I've got so much on the go.
Yeah.
And my place is cluttered right now because my daughter dropped off boxes and bins yesterday, which is lovely, except you're coming tomorrow. So I hope you don't mind the clutter.
I am grateful, very grateful to have you there. Very much.
It'd be fun to have a good visit. And figure out a few things.
Well, I have some very interesting serendipitous news that is kind of
like serendipity.
Kind of crazy, but it's interesting. So I've sort of been foaming at the mouth with this website. It's like I'm envisioning lots of people, lots of money, lots of travel, lots of fun. And so I said, yeah, I got to start making some real money. Money, money, money. Yes, I like money, money, because I've been without it for so long. So Friday, I just went through a big rigmarole with my mother's taxes, and Vancouver Coastal Health has a problem with something, and I've got to check that out, and they want to charge me X, and my mother can't afford X. It's a big thing. So the accountant's involved, blah, blah. So Friday, I decide I'm going to do all the bills, everything that has to be done. And so I go to my account first, and I know that because it's been 3 months without students, there's about $20 left in my account. So I open up my account and I blink. No, that it must be a mistake. I'll refresh my computer. So I refresh the computer and I go back to my account and no, that's not real. I can't be real. It must be my mother's account. My mother has $4,000 coming to her from income tax. So I go to my mother's account and she has $4,000 in her account. So I go back to my account and I have $4,521 in my account from the federal government. Now, this is impossible. It's impossible. It can't be. It's not. So I have to follow up today. But for the weekend, Agnes, I imagined, oh, what I would do. So I just had a good time over the weekend because I guess I could have phoned Saturday, but I didn't want to. I'm going to phone today. It was delicious.
You wouldn't get a government person on a Saturday anyways.
There you go. So I had fun just imagining, you know, it was fun.
There you go. Well, I'm sorry it's not your reality.
Oh, so am I. Hey, I am too. Now, wouldn't it be hilarious if I phone the federal government today and I say, look, you've made a mistake. And they say, oh, no, we haven't made a mistake. This is your money.
Is there any way you could record the phone call? Do you have an answering machine that you could hit record on the phone call?
Apparently I do, but I have to figure out how it works because it's the Clear Sounds super duper deluxe speakerphone situation that my mother had. And I'm speaking of overwhelmed. Yes, I would say that that's my condition too. But for your amusement, I thought that would be fun to start.
Ah, dear. Yeah, I could use $4,000 right about now, too.
So the bottom line of the story, the punchline is, when you ask God for more money,
yeah, right.
He might pull your leg for about 3 days.
Exactly. Here you go. Just don't touch it.
Oh, my.
You could always just go spend it.
Oh, gee, I didn't notice. I'm so sorry.
Transfer it into another account.
Yes, my Caribbean account. The one where... Yeah, right.
Oh. Well, apparently my friend Judith in the DR, there's a Airbnb not far from her that's very reasonably priced.
Oh, I'll be calling you from there tomorrow. Forget the wedding. I'll be there.
Okay. I'll let her know you're coming.
Hey, have you ever gone there? Have you ever been there?
No, I've got an invitation now for next year, but, you know, whether that'll happen or not, just with, you know, all the stuff that's going on and before and after school care and things like that, who knows? I mean, I can't think beyond today, right at the moment.
Yes. So as soon as you say that, I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. So I hope you can just scribble this down.
Okay. My day timer is open.
I am taking the 2 o'clock ferry.
All right.
So I will be there about 3:30, 3:45. And from there, I know nothing.
Okay.
I've got lots of things to read, so don't worry.
Okay. Can I just confirm via email later today? I've been waiting to hear whether or not my charge's husband is, he's got an invitation to, well, the whole art group has got an invitation to go paint at a cidery. And in that case, it would be early, which would be perfect. I would just finish up and come out and get you. But I'm not quite sure right now just what's going on.
Sure.
So
no, I'm easy.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, if I've heard.
Hey, it's been a very long time.
Oh, here. Okay. Oh, it's the usual time. Okay. Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to get into my email because I had so many windows open. So it's the usual time. So two choices. So you're on the 2 ferry, which is getting close to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think whether I should just, you know, put Nikki in the car and come get you.
Is it easier if I take the 3 o'clock ferry, make it later?
In an ideal world, it would.
I can do that. I'm flexible.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Bend over backwards. Well, we won't make any flexible jokes. It's okay.
Don't even try. I can take the 3 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm taking a bus from Bridgeport to the ferry. So it's not a traffic issue for me.
Yeah. Okay, so that would put you in 4:30. So I might be a few minutes late getting there, but not too much.
Okay, if that works better for you, that's fine with me.
Okay. Yeah, just in terms of, you know, it's a small car. And it's okay for Tavin to be in the back seat because he's little and he can sit cross-legged if necessary.
Okay.
But to put another adult in the back seat would be kind of squishy.
All right. We can do that. So okay. I will make those arrangements. And yeah, what else do I have to report? The cat has been gone for a week.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but you know, I guess in a way it's forget that comment.
I know what you mean. It was going to happen, and yeah, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, one stress out of your life.
Well, the funny thing is, my mother is reacting to it. Well, it's not funny. She is reacting, and she's slipped quite noticeably. In a way. So it concerns me, but it's also life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you do hear about soulmates who go soon together, but it also could just be a phase, like a slump in what's going on in her life.
Absolutely. She's still got a sense of humor. I said to her, I'm thinking that I like the idea of leaving at 3 tomorrow so I can just have one last visit with her before I go.
Oh, okay.
But when I saw her the other day, I gave her a hug and I said, "I love you very much, Mom. You're my favorite mom." She started laughing and I said, "Come to think of it, you're my only mom." And it just cracked her up. She was rolling on the floor, laughing and holding her sides. So she's got a good spirit. And
yeah.
It's life. We know all about it, but it's a new experience every time.
Yeah, and especially when it doesn't unfold the way we'd really prefer it to unfold.
Like having $4,000 in my bank account.
Well, and a cat that lives forever, ever, and a mother who doesn't get dementia.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Oh, gosh, we're funny animals. I have to tell you, I saw my guilty pleasure last night was watching a film I've been wanting to see for decades and finally did. It was Caine Mutiny, 1954, Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, I had to cough, so I coughed and said, "Excuse me."
Well, it sounded like a huge production over there. It didn't sound like a cough at all. Okay, thank you. The cough button on your control switch. Anyway, it was mesmerizing to see this portrayal. He won an Oscar for it, and Wook, the writer, won a Pulitzer Prize for it because it was about World War II, the Navy. And it was so, so prophetic about how abusive power has become all over the world. But at that particular time, it was an anomaly. So I reflected on that, 1954. And I thought of A Few Good Men. Do you remember that movie?
I remember it. I don't remember the content.
Anyway, it was Jack Nicholson basically playing the out of bounds.
Got it, yeah. Is it Tom Cruise or something?
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Excellent movie, written by Adam Allen, whatever his name, Sorkin, whose sister was a JAG lawyer and his father was in the theater. So he really he's got it all there. But it was amazing, the similarities. And it just reminded me, you know, originality is something we like to think is there, but it's really how you play it. It's how you use it. But there's only 10 stories in the world, and that's one of the 10. Willa Cather said that. And even Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is based on an Ovid play, and that's 100 BC. I love that.
Can I call you on something?
Yeah.
Did you just quote Willa Cather?
Yeah, I did.
You called her Willa Cather.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I wasn't even aware of it. What else have I told you that I need to refurbish?
Well, if it's on your website, I've already refurbished it. I'm sorry, it was just so funny when I heard catheter.
Oh, God. That is funny, but I was totally not listening to myself. Oh, dear. What else can happen today?
Okay, so tell me about Willa Cather now that I've gotten past the hilarity of it all.
Well, she's the one, great writer, 40s, 50s, great writer, who coined the phrase that we repeat many times, but there's really only 10 stories in the world. And we keep repeating them because they're basic good stories. One of them is the love story. One of them is the bully story. On and on it goes. So, I was just reflecting on that when I was watching the Caine Mutiny and remembering Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. And then I made the comment about Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, called Romeo and Juliet is based on an Ovid play from 100 BC. So nothing's new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's calming or not. But
well, it's interesting, too. I've seen a few documentaries on religion.
Ah.
And how that same Christian story unfolds in so many religions and so many variations of religion over the centuries.
Oh, yes.
Like it's just not a new story. So how it's just another variation on a theme.
And that would be the garbage truck. Hold on.
I couldn't actually hear much.
Yeah. I'm very lucky that I have a theologian friend, or a real theologian. He's been a pastor for 30 years. He's done all kinds of things in Rome and Israel, et cetera. He's 70 now. And he's very, what's the word, excitable in a hysterical kind of way. But he's very knowledgeable. So whenever I get a chance to talk to him about religion, he tells me learned things. I'm not learned in the world of religion, but he is. And that is one of the most complicated message tracks the world has ever seen, the religion that people hold so dear.
Well, and especially when you consider that in a logical, and well, maybe I guess religion shouldn't be logical, should it?
Well, it isn't. So, fine yeah. with that.
So let's just forget that whole thought.
Just scrap that one. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Is there anything you don't eat?
I'm not a meat eater.
Okay.
And I will have some money so I can contribute. Oh, I'm so...
$4,000?
Yeah, right. No, I've got... I think I said in an email, I had 3 students, then I had 1 student, then I had 2 students, all in a week. Well, now I have 3 students again, and 2 of them are today. That's a wonderful thing for me. And even if it's just $100, but it makes me feel rich.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't plan anything high end. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you is in your email, you sent me where this reception is. You had first of all commented that she was arranging cars like on Wednesday. Like, to get you to the church on time is not a big deal. I know exactly where that is, if it's still at the Historical Artifact Society.
Well, I sent you another email, and it was a correction. Did you receive that one? It was her responding to me saying, no, I want you to come here to this address with all the details. Did you get that one?
Oh, okay. Well, yes, I did, which is why I was going to ask, do you need a ride from the church to Honeysuckle Place?
No, but I don't think so. I think the point is she wants everybody to come to the house. We drive in cars to the historical site. And then from there, it's all organized going back to the house.
So what time do you need to be at the house then? Because the church was 11.
That's right. Let me double check that, because that's one of the things I was going to do today.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You figured it out. I was trying to figure out how this email got to me when you spelled my name wrong, but you then corrected it, obviously.
Yes, I did. There are certain things I can accomplish.
Okay, so yeah, no problem at all then. Actually, why don't you just bring a sleeping bag, and from the ferry, I can just drop you off there. You can sleep on the lawn and be there first thing in the morning. No, I'm just joking.
My head was reeling. The last time I had a sleeping bag was 1984.
Yeah, me too. Okay. No problem. Yeah, so that's fine. We'll just figure it out. Let me know when you get here what time you need to be at the house.
Okay, so you don't have to get another email today. We can talk about it tomorrow.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, because I'm completely open that morning. So
good. Okay. Is there anything that you need from Vancouver? Yes, the fabulous city of Vancouver. Do you need me to pick up anything for you?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, everything's sort of, for lack of a better term, copacetic.
Oh, I hear you.
I hate that
Well, it's such a guy word. It's like
word.
guys
Is
used to bang that word around at CBC. Well, yeah, it's copacetic.
it?
But
Well, and it's funny though, the one guy that I remember that used to do that had a lisp.
oh.
So in a way it sounded cute, but it was just like he used it constantly, which is one of the reasons I dislike it so much.
I promise not to say copathetic anymore.
Well, and there was just, it wasn't quite the TH though. It was a STH. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You know, Alice, it really, Alice, Agnes, it really doesn't matter, but I'll let it go this time. Okay, I will see you tomorrow. And yes, thank you.
Nope, sounds good. And so, yeah, just bring a book in case I'm, 10, 15 minutes late, but I will be there as quickly as I can.
Really, I never heard of such a thing. Bring a book. Yeah, okay.
Well, you could just sit and, watch the seagulls if you wish.
I can do what I want.
That's right.
All right. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day today.
You too. Good luck with the 4 grand.
Yeah, right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.